This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. She's our guest on today's This Week in America with lifestyle tips for reducing your cancer risk, how everyday habits can be life-saving. That's next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. About one out of every three Americans will develop some form of malignancy during his or her lifetime. Despite these grim statistics, doctors have made great progress in understanding the biology of cancer cells. They've already been able to improve the diagnosis and treatment of cancer. But instead of just waiting for new breakthroughs, you can do a lot to protect yourself right now, according to our guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. As Susan writes about in her internationally celebrated book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, screening tests can help detect malignancies in the earliest stages, but you should always be alert for symptoms of the disease and also adopt a healthy lifestyle to help you prevent cancer and reduce your cancer risk. And Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is back with us on This Week in America. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. You know, with all the years we have been together, we have never tackled this topic before, so I'm very excited about all the good information we're going to give people to help reduce their cancer risks.
Well, there's so much out there that you talk about, and you go to Dr. Susan's website, a wealth of information there. We'll give you that information as we go through the program. But to get started here, give us your overview of cancer awareness, symptoms of cancer that we all should be aware of in our daily lives with ourselves and our loved ones as well.
Yeah, all right. That's a great place to start. You know, sadly, an unfortunate, almost 9 million people every year pass away from cancer. And while many think that it's an unavoidable condition, you absolutely can make numerous lifestyle choices to reduce your chances. And as an overview of what we'll be discussing today, factors that increase your risk of developing cancer at some point, according to the American Institute for Cancer Research, include the following, Rick: being obese or overweight, following a diet high in red and processed meats, eating minimal fruits and vegetables, consuming too much salt, fat, and sugar, smoking, and neglecting to exercise. And maybe you're aware of this, but the American Cancer Society developed an acronym as a reminder of what to be aware of. It's not the best acronym, but I'll go through it. It's for the word caution. C is for symptoms you might want to look for. If there's a change in bowel or bladder habits. A is a sore throat that does not heal. U in the word caution, unusual bleeding or discharge. T, the thickening or lump in the breast or elsewhere. I, indigestion or difficulty in swallowing. O, obvious change in a wart or a mole. N, nagging, cough or hoarseness. Now, I'll admit it's a rough guide at best, but the vast majority of these kinds of symptoms are caused by non-malignant disorders, and cancers can produce symptoms that don't even show up on the list, like unexplained weight loss or fatigue. So the whole key here is to listen to your body, and any sounds that are different in your body, things going on, sounds of distress, report them always to your doctor.
With us on This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones, we're talking about lifestyle tips for reducing your cancer risk. Cancer Awareness Month, it's a perfect time to learn more ways to mitigate our risk by improving our everyday habits. Based on the most common risk factors for developing cancer, would you please go through maybe 10 of the lifestyle tips to actually reduce our risk and prolong our lives?
All right. So I love this because I want to make it as practical as possible. There's more than the ones I'll give you right now, but this is definitely a good start. Number one would be, and these really are to stay healthy in general.
Yes.
Yes, for reducing cancer risk, but for so much more than that, prioritize physical activity. Now, and if there's a reason to get your weight down to where it needs to be, preventing cancer would be a good motivation. Same with COVID, by the way. But being overweight or obese isn't caused by only following a poor diet. Physical inactivity is also to blame, keeping you from maintaining a healthy, stable weight. But making a change isn't impossible. You want to implement exercise into your daily routine because that's the easiest way to start shedding pounds and getting down to a more manageable, healthy weight. The CDC the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that adults spend 150 minutes a week, this isn't hours, it's minutes, a week dedicated to moderate intensity aerobic activity with 2 days of strength training. Now, I realize that this regimen can sound a little intimidating for someone who has never exercised a day in his or her life, but rest assured that when you start off slowly and work your way into a normal routine. Maybe you begin by spending 10 to 20 minutes at the gym every day, or in a home gym, or a local park, or working out in your backyard, and then push yourself to stay 10 more minutes as exercise becomes more of a habit, because a simple 30 minutes every day meets this weekly requirement. That's 150 minutes a week. So the takeaway, Rick, on this is that daily physical activity can help reduce your cancer risk.
That's amazing. And again, you start small, and then by increments, you go up to get to that 150 minutes a week. All of this, by the way, information you'll find on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. How important is diet in all of this? Getting lean, and I guess maybe as important, staying lean. What role does that play?
Yes. Now, as I just said, obesity increases many risks for cancer and many forms of cancer. So calories do count. If you need to slim down, take in fewer calories and burn more with exercise. We'll talk about what to eat in a moment. But the reason this is important, because fat cells produce estrogen, and that feeds breast and uterine cancer and other kinds of cancer. And when you have extra weight on your body, that adipose tissue also releases other hormones and inflammatory markers that can accelerate cancer growth. So it is very, very important, you know, stop putting off that you'll start next month, you'll start the beginning of the year, you'll wait till after your anniversary and your birthday. There's no time to waste. Get your weight down to the healthy weight that you've always wanted it to be and keep it there. And 150 minutes a week, don't do all of that in a day. That doesn't mean you can't work out for 150 minutes one day, like I might do if I go on a long hike. But it's better to get daily exercise in. So make that a non-negotiable habit, as well as good sleep.
With us on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. Her latest book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, all of the information available on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. How about limiting alcohol intake? How important is that, that we have a handle on that?
So you might not want to hear this one, Rick.
I'm leaving the room. Let me know when you're done.
All right. If you choose to drink, you want to limit your drinking to an average of one drink a day, because excess alcohol increases the risks of cancer, especially in the mouth, the larynx, the voice box, the esophagus, that's the food pipe, your liver, and your colon, and it also increases a woman's risk of breast cancer. And furthermore, smoking increases the risk of many alcohol-induced malignancies. Now, this is important to know, and how much is a glass, you know, how many ounces in a glass? The World Health Organization, Rick, this is astonishing. I don't think many people know this. They list alcohol as a group 1 carcinogen, and you think, well, why is that? It's just grapes. Well, grape juice is full of the phytonutrient and antioxidant called resveratrol. But once it's made into wine, resveratrol's benefits are mitigated by the alcohol. So even one serving of wine and other alcoholic drinks will increase a woman's risk of breast cancer. That's why I choose not to drink. I've never had breast cancer. I don't want to get breast cancer. One serving is defined as 5 ounces of wine, 12 ounces of beer, 1.5 ounces of distilled spirits, and many glasses of wine are much larger than 5 ounces. So
yes.
I'd say drink grape juice or eat some grapes instead.
I'm voting for Welch's to get us through this unscathed. So all this information, if you just joined us on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, we're going through lifestyle tips for reducing your cancer risk. How about sleep? What role does sleep play? Every time we talk about a health issue, sleep comes in. It's very important in all phases of our life. How about in terms of cancer prevention?
Yes. Now, the truth is, Rick, that there aren't lots of studies that link more sleep and less cancer. But I say, let's be practical here. Let's make quality sleep a priority, because poor and insufficient sleep increases, let me say it a different way, that if you do not get good sleep every night, if you have poor and insufficient sleep, that's associated with weight gain, which is a cancer risk factor. So you want to shoot for about 7 to 8 hours of good sleep every night. And you and I have done past shows all about sleep, and I've got lots of information about it in my latest book, Wired for High Level Wellness. So you can, I've got my commandments for getting the best sleep of your life and sleeping like a baby.
It's all great information and will help you sleep. We all face, our minds are racing. We've got social media that we want to check into. We got work we want to check into and all of our various devices. How do you balance that with a full night's sleep? You'll find that information from Dr. Susan on her website. I read a lot about vitamin D, how important that is in preventing cancer. Talk about that and how much is enough?
Very good question here. So many experts, doctors, scientists recommend up to about 1,000 IUs a day. And that's a goal, Rick, that's nearly impossible to attain without taking a supplement. Evidence suggests that vitamin D will help reduce the risks of prostate cancer, colon cancer, breast, and other malignancies. And by the way, we've talked about this before, but the vitamin is also essential to keep you safe from COVID. And studies have shown that about 70% of people hospitalized with COVID, you know, whatever the variant, are low in vitamin D. So I say check your blood level of vitamin D when you next go get a physical or see your doctor. I'm one of the kinds of people that I need to take 10,000 IUs daily to be at the right level in my blood so I'm not deficient. I don't absorb it well. But in these uncertain times in which we live, especially with COVID and to prevent cancer, you want to make sure you have a healthy level of vitamin D in your system. And the way you know that is you get a blood test done, and your doctor will give you the number, and you see where it is. You want it on the higher end of the scale.
That's interesting. Had you not gone through the blood test and received that information, you would not have known there was a deficiency. So there's so much on the consumer to ask the right questions, to do the right testing. Touched on this briefly. Let's go back to it for a second because it's so important. So much information, yet people, I see them smoking all the time. Avoid tobacco use. Talk about the role that plays in reducing cancer risk.
Yes, yes. And this is near and dear to my heart because many decades ago, my mom smoked. And then she got lung cancer, and it's one of the reasons why she passed away because it metastasized, even though she stopped smoking. And I'll talk about that in a moment. So we all know that smoking is terrible for you. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just do the juuling. I'll just do those little things I breathe in. They're not cigarettes. They can't be dangerous. They're all dangerous. And they're very debilitating to the body. And according to the CDC, smoking causes nearly 500,000 deaths in the United States every year. And it increases your risk for developing coronary heart disease by 2 to 4 times if you're a smoker, stroke by 2 to 4 times if you're a smoker, and lung cancer by 25 times in both men and women. But that's not the only type of cancer caused by smoking tobacco or, by the way, chewing tobacco. The bad habit can cause the debilitating disease in just about any part of the body, including the bladder, cervix, colon, esophagus, kidneys, liver, stomach. Pancreas, trachea. The list goes on and on and on. Past that. But thankfully, here's a little positive side. Once you quit smoking, your risk of having a heart attack decreases drastically after 1 year. And once you make it to the 10-year milestone, your risk for developing lung cancer, among multiple other cancers, cuts in half. Now, this is interesting. A couple days ago, I went to a gas station and went to the convenience store in the station to buy a lottery ticket. And I saw all these round little containers on the shelves. And I said, what are those? And my friend who works there said, it's chewing tobacco. And I said, I can't believe you have so many. And he said that ever since COVID started, a lot of people who think it's bad to smoke think it's not bad to chew tobacco. But that's where you can get all kinds of throat and tongue and mouth and esophagus, all kinds of cancer. So that's not good either.
So many stories I've read over the years, sports people, like in particular baseball players, that the dugout with the chewing tobacco. In fact, in early days, they did commercials for the chewing tobacco companies, and then they found out, no, that has its own risk. So avoid tobacco use at all costs. I got to take a break here. Come back. I want to talk about the natural whole foods diet. Touched on that again briefly a few minutes ago. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. We're talking about lifestyle tips for reducing your cancer risk. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, This Week in America. Our guest on the program today, once again, is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. We're talking about lifestyle tips for reducing your cancer risk. We've gone through a number. We've got many more we're going to go through in the program. If you go to Dr. Susan's website, you'll get all of the information there. I'll give you that as we go through. Doctor, let's talk about adopting a natural whole foods diet, how we go about it, and why it's so important, especially to reduce our cancer risk.
Yes, it is so important if you want to prevent cancer, or if you have cancer or you want to lose weight and be your healthiest. So it's no surprise that obesity and consuming too much salt, fat, sugar, and red meats go hand in hand. But this fact shouldn't be ignored, especially when it comes to your chance for developing cancer. And I say, why not eliminate all the risk factors and start following a more natural whole foods diet that I detail in my book, my books, Uplifted and Wired for High-Level Wellness. Evidence from long-term observational population studies, and thousands of them, by the way, show that plant-based diets are consistently linked to lower cancer risk. So let me get really specific with this. And I'm not saying, okay, you all have to be vegans, but if you want to reduce your cancer risk, you know, you might want to consider eating fewer animal products. Cancer is, by the way, you probably know this, the second leading cause of death in the United States. But estimates suggest that as many as one-third of all these deaths could be prevented with diet and nutrition alone, according to the Mayo Clinic. And for many Americans, what does the diet center around? It centers around meat.
Yes.
And after all, the Department of Agriculture reports that 222 pounds of meat are sold per person per year in the United States, and you can't even add me into that list. But when researchers ask 70,000 volunteers about their diets, then track them over time for years, they found lower cancer rates among people who didn't eat meat at all. And in fact, vegans, you know, those are called plant-based eaters, vegans, who don't eat any animal products, including fish, dairy, and eggs, appeared to have the lowest rates of cancer of any diet. Next in line were vegetarians who avoid meat but may eat something from animals like milk and dairy, cheese, and eggs. But it's also important to note this, that eating meat or not wasn't the only difference between people who did or did not get cancer. People diagnosed with cancer also had higher body weights, were less active, were more likely to have smoked. So here's the good news. You are in control of all of this. You decide what you eat, whether you smoke or not, or whether you're active. And many experts and I, as I write about in my books, recommend filling your plate first, top priority, with foods that grow from the ground. Decades of research suggests that the best diet for cancer prevention is all about plants, the real food, not fake, not junk food. That means lots of fruits, vegetables, legumes, with little or no animal products. But if you still choose to eat animal products, make sure it's more like a condiment size and not covering your entire plate.
There's so much that we can do and so many tips that you've heard about during the course of the program today that you will find on Dr. Susan's website. We're talking about lifestyle tips for reducing your cancer risk. With us on the program is holistic health and lifestyle expert and author Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. All the information that we're talking about and so much more on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Let's do it again next month. I'm sure another really helpful topic we've got to talk about. Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to next month.
Once again, our guest has been Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. All this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton, and join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.